The documents from the law firm that drew the maps for Republicans include several messages from GOP lawmakers talking about the political makeup of districts. While it may look bad, UW-Madison political scientist Barry Burden says the impact is likely limited.
Unless more documents are unearthed that reveal something new, this is no new information in my view, and as you say, just sort of an asterisk on the end of an unfortunate and fairly contentious process.
A federal court case already upheld the majority of the new maps, with the exception of ordering two Milwaukee area districts to be redrawn.
This was a brazen partisan effort, but that's legal, it's constitutional, and as long as we make sure that minority communities are represented reasonably well, everything else is in compliance, and so these will be the districts for the next decade.
Burden says politics has always played a role in redistricting. The main change last year was that one party controlled both chambers of the legislature and the governor's office at the time, which allowed Republicans to keep the process closely guarded.
What was surprising about the process is that it was so private and that it was handled essentially by a law firm outside the view of the public. But that only confirmed that it was about the majority party trying to protect itself as a majority party is wont to do.
The new districts will be used for the first time in the upcoming August 14th primary. Andrew Bankett, Wisconsin Radio Network.